A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of That Movie Show. Mike Wendt and Eddie McCabe. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe, hashtag That Movie Show. And of course, check out the website, thatmovieshow.net. It has the archives, and you can also find out ways to subscribe to our audio channels, where you not only get these reviews, but also our radio show every Saturday morning. Eddie, how you doing?
Oh, I am doing great. I'm excited for today's movie.
Are you? Because I'm not.
Oh, I am. Saw this movie far too many times. And
yeah, you know, every time it gets posted, I see it on social media a bunch. Like, well, what's the movie you've seen the most in theaters? And I'm guessing, based off of our last conversation, that this is yours?
It's close. Well, I mean, it's close. I mean, it's definitely in the top 10. I mean, I saw it more than once. I think I saw it three times in theaters.
Okay, that's three too many.
Yeah.
It's like I answer that question with Pulp Fiction. You have Suicide Squad. Come
well,
on.
Well, the real answer was either The Force Awakens or Endgame. How or many Infinity these? War.
See, I'm never going to top my Pulp Fiction record. It was 9.5. But how many of those two, Force Awakens and Endgame?
I want to say Endgame was 4.
Okay.
I want to say Endgame was 4, and then. So Force Awakens was 3 again?
I think Force Awakens I saw maybe 4 times. Endgame maybe 3? Because we had already got Showcase Subscribe at that point, so right. I was just going. That was basically my month.
Yeah, right.
Which, you know, we're going to talk about Suicide Squad in a minute. But doesn't Endgame feel like it came out like 3 years ago?
Endgame feels like it came out 3 years ago, not less than a year ago.
Right. Like literally less than a year ago. I don't know, man. I was just thinking about that today. I'm like, man.
Yeah,
that movie feels like ages ago, and it was May, I think.
Right, it was last April.
April, yeah.
Yeah, but that was the thing is like I remember seeing because this I think was another one. This came out. When did this come out?
August.
Yeah,
it was the tail end of the summer blockbusters.
Right, but I just remember that Endgame. I just saw it so many times, but it was. I think it's just so resounding and like so final that you just lock it away with like Cheers finale.
Right. Well, that actually was ages ago.
Yeah, right.
But no, we're covering Suicide Squad today. Birds of Prey, the fantabulous emancipation of the one Harley Quinn is hitting theaters this week. So we're going back to where her theatrical debut of Harley Quinn. And it was released, August 5th, 2016, had a budget of $175 million, came back at the box office with $746.8 million, which I believe people thought was a disappointment. Maybe.
Yeah.
Did it make a billion? How dare they?
Yeah, right.
Written and directed by David Ayer, stars Will Smith, Jared Leto, Margot Robbie, Joel Kinnaman, Viola Davis, Jai Courtney, Jay Hernandez, Ike Barinholtz, Scott Eastwood, a bunch of people.
Yeah,
a lot of people in this movie. And apparently, I just realized this as I glanced up, it is the first movie in the DCEU to win an Academy Award.
Yeah.
For best makeup and hairstyling.
Yeah, that's right. This movie also like had such a marketing push behind it because like they wanted Harley Quinn and they wanted this movie to be everywhere.
Well, this was basically their answer. I mean, it was their big push for like their answer to the Avengers because it's like they had I don't think Justice League had come out yet. So they had Batman v Superman. They had already established Affleck, and he's in this as Batman Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
And this was like, we're going all in on this extended universe shit. And once again, as DC does, it just kind of fell apart.
Right, because, yeah, they just didn't – like, they want to reinvent the wheel so bad that they keep making square wheels. You know what I mean? Like, it's just – your intention's cool, but you're just not executing it properly at all. There's – we talked about Detective Pikachu at some point.
Ish.
But – I talk about Detective Pikachu that there were two movies. Yeah. There was the movie that Jaden Smith was in, or whichever Smith child it was.
Okay.
And then there was the movie that Ryan Reynolds was in.
Right.
And whatever movie Ryan Reynolds was in must have been awesome. Like, that movie must have been hilarious, so fun, a blast to watch. The problem is that we watched the Jaden Smith one.
I don't think it was Jaden Smith.
I know. It was one of the Smiths. But
Patty Smith.
Yeah, Patty Smith. Patty LaBelle. Yeah. That's who it was. But, you know, so I have the exact same feeling about this movie that I do about Detective Pikachu.
Justice Smith.
Justice Smith. I knew it started with a J. There is a movie that is...
Not of the same Smith family, though.
No, different. He's...
Apparently his dad is Wayne Smith. As opposed to Will Smith. Boy, did he get dealt a shitty hand.
Yeah, especially because Will Smith, I'm pretty sure, is like in an open relationship or something. So it could have happened.
News.
Yeah. Anyway. and news. Anyway.
You're going to have to swipe right on Will Smith.
Of course. This movie, we watched the Suicide Squad do their mission to like stop the Enchantress and save Amanda Waller. Yeah. And that movie is the one we got. And it's not great. But then on the flip side, there's the movie about the Joker trying to find Harley Quinn this whole time. And that movie looks bananas. And I wanted to watch that movie.
And that was the one that we were sold in trailers and all the promotional material. I mean, everything that was coming out before the actual movie came out was very Joker heavy. And then, I mean, I watched last night, I watched the extended cut of it. I think they added an extra 20 minutes and it fleshed out. It was one of those things. It was like the director's cut of Batman v Superman. It fleshed out some of the things, but it didn't make it a better movie. Despite what people will tell you, it's like the director's cut of Batman v Superman. Yes, it answers some of the questions that they couldn't answer because of the extra violence or the cursing or whatever they had to put into the R-rated version. It just, it lets it breathe a little bit more, but it doesn't make it a better fucking movie.
No, and I'm not necessarily talking about that. I'm just talking about, like, at one point, he shows up to some sort of, like, medical facility, like, medical testing facility, and they're all in, like, panda costumes. And it's just like, what was the thought process behind that?
So, okay, this is interesting because you were so against having a Joker movie, the one we got with Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix, but you wanted this Joker movie.
I wanted this is my official stance on everything, right?
You flip-flopper.
Yeah, this is my official stance on everything, right? When it comes to Joker and these Jokers. Yeah. This was the Joker in the DC extended universe, right? This was the version of that character that we got, right? Kind of in the same way that like Baron Zemo in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, the main antagonist of Civil War.
Yeah.
He is not that character at all, but in the comic books. In the comic books, he's something very, very different. He's flamboyant. He's getting his mask. They're going to deal with it in the Netflix show, the Disney Plus show, but that's irrelevant at this point. Right. So this version of the Joker, it took the character in a very fun, different way.
Fun is a weird adjective to use. I was kind of grossed out by this version of Joker. I'm not going to lie. Like every time he's on screen, I'm just like, I feel dirty watching him.
Yeah. And there's
very sexual Joker.
There's versions of the Joker where like Frank Miller drew him or like it was a Frank Miller story. Sure. And he has like a dragon tattoo all over his back. And like he's more crime bossy than he is like crazy psychopath that Heath Ledger played, right? And so
which is funny because Batman in these movies, Ben Affleck actually has a terrible dragon tattoo all over his back.
Oh yes, yes
he does. In real life, it is horrible.
And I just wanted to see what that I wanted to see what this version had to offer. Because again, my issue with the Todd Phillips and Joaquin Phoenix version is exactly what I feel that I was proven right in the movie that we got, where it's just like, yeah, this isn't a Joker. This isn't the Joker. This isn't a Batman backstory. This isn't this movie doesn't have to take place in Arkham or in Gotham. And this movie doesn't have to have Bruce Wayne or any of the Waynes in it. And we'd get the same movie.
Right.
Like that's, this was the Joker doing Joker stuff.
Yeah, but they couldn't just remake Taxi Driver.
Yeah, I know. So don't make the movie.
I mean,
that's my point. And so at least
$1 billion. That's why
there's a movie that was never made in like an alternate universe. It was where it's Ben Batfleck, who I actually very much enjoyed as Batman.
out of the fiasco that was the DCEU as we know it. I know they're going to start rebooting shit coming next year, but as we know it, he was really my favorite part of it.
He was the best part.
Yeah.
He was so grounded, so fun. I really liked it. He was believable as Bruce Wayne, but also very believable as Batman.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, I wanted to see that Batman
right.
versus that Joker. And we just never got as he has damage on his forehead.
Yeah.
And nerds bitched about it.
I don't know.
Suck it up.
I mean, again, I've never read the comic books. You know, each one of these movies is a different interpretation. And, you know, I know yourself, you've read more of them than I have. So that's why I'm always kind of leaning to you being like, how close, what's different, et cetera, et cetera.
In this case, it was different. And that's what I liked about it.
Okay.
Right. You know, it was just different because, yeah, we weren't trying to remake Heath Ledger. We weren't trying to remake Jack Nicholson. You know what I mean? We were trying to do something different.
And you know why I think you like this version of the Joker? I think I figured it out. Because the Waynes didn't die in this movie.
That's 100% right. It's a Batman movie. The Batman showed up and the Waynes didn't die. Yeah, you nailed it.
There was no falling pearls.
Even the fucking Joker, the Waynes died. Even in the movie The Joker, the Waynes died. A movie that Batman wasn't in.
Yep.
The Waynes died.
Yep.
And, oh, God, stupid fucking Arthur Fleck.
Well, we discussed that on the radio show, how the original ending was going to be basically Arthur Fleck in that last scene in the hospital thinking back to that moment and actually killing Bruce Wayne. And you said you would have liked that even better because that would have completely been a different take on that whole scene that we've seen a million times.
Yes. And it's different. It's different. It's playing with the concept. Like the problem, they executed it so well on the TV show end of things.
With Adam West?
No, not that. Not that. The Arrowverse, as they call it. So it's the Flash, Arrow, Supergirl. It's all of those TV shows that are on the CW that are all DC properties.
Okay.
And so
I know of them. I've never watched one.
Yeah. So they like Arrow just ended. Like it's done. Flash is on its like last season, or it's coming to a close as well. But
I knew of it because it was one of those situations where wasn't there like at one certain point three Flash, like there was the movie one in Justice League, there was that CW one, and didn't Netflix also have their own Flash show or something like that?
So there was, so they had multiple Flashes in the Flash TV show.
Oh Christ.
That's so nightmare. But the thing is that that's leaning into the DC multiverse kind of continuity. Okay. And so they did a big event storyline, kind of like Avengers, how like everything would build to an Avengers movie and then we'd move on from there.
Right.
This is kind of the same thing. And so it's called Crisis on Infinite Earths. And
I think I've seen the promo a couple times or saw it or something like that. I don't know.
So they brought back like everybody that's ever played Superman and they were in it. And like there was Kevin Conroy, the guy that voices Batman in the animated series. He was in it as Batman. Like there were so many different,
interesting,
like even the guy that played Flash in this movie and Justice League, he even made an appearance in the huge crossover event. And the whole thing was that they built up to this like retrain of continuity. Mm-hmm. And one thing that they've like hinted at, and like who knows, because it's like hindsight's 2020, But the whole idea was this entire arc of all of these characters, and, you know, from these dark and twisted Suicide Squad characters to their darker Justice League counterparts, they were going to end up having some sort of like event crisis level film. Mm-hmm. And then everything was going to kind of get reset, and we were just going to get different multiverses of these characters. And I just feel like we were robbed of that from this movie, because DC just wants to be Marvel so bad, but doesn't want to work at it.
Well, and that seems to be the issue. That what you just described sounds interesting. I don't know if it right. sounds good. But it sounds interesting. It's one of those things that I know all the DC shit is going to be thrown onto HBO Max when that right. comes out. And I already have HBO, and it's just going to be one of those port over type of things. So that sounds like something I'd be interested in checking out once it gets there, because I don't want to go seeking out all these fucking shows just to piece it all together. Do the yeah. work for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, there's a whole side story about how the Clone Wars is all on Disney Plus.
Yes.
And my brother started watching it right after Rise of Skywalker. And he realized very quickly, and he went and did some research, and I guess it's on StarWars.com, that they're not in chronological order.
Yeah.
And he sent me the link, and to put... They're in, you know, on Disney Plus, they're in seasonal order.
Right.
But the seasons had shows like that kind of bounced all over the place. I don't know why. I haven't researched it. But
it's
looking
weird.
At
I
it,
didn't
to,
know that.
To put it in order, you got to start with like season 6, episode 3, then bounce up to season 2, then go through 1. I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to fucking watch it.
I'll wait till you playlist this.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean?
That seems like a you work for this.
Seems like a bunch of problems. But. They are rebooting, or is it reboot or Suicide Squad 2? Because I've heard it done both ways. The one that James Gunn is doing.
Yeah,
some of the people are coming back. Harley Quinn, obviously, Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
But Will Smith's not coming back. Obviously, Jared Leto's probably not going to come back.
Jai Courtney is. So the thing with the Suicide Squad is
I really like Jai Courtney in this. I'm not a huge great. Jai Courtney fan, but he was great in this.
Well, the last thing we saw him on was Terminator Genesis on this show.
Which
he was terrible in. But the...
He was also in the fifth Die Hard movie? He played his son?
Yeah, he played... Yeah, ugh, gross.
But this was very... I have huge shades of Tom Hardy when he plays this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. So the Suicide Squad, just for some backstory, is an ever-changing roster of characters, right? Mm-hmm. It's kind of whoever's in prison at the time. So sometimes Lex Luthor's on the Suicide Squad.
Interesting.
And so having Deadshot not be on...
Could work.
It's fine. It like to me, that kind of quote-unquote knows the deal, like... Yeah, Deadshot got out, and he's not in prison at the moment, you know. And
technically, the Suicide Squad is basically Viola Davis's character scooping people out of prison to do a mission.
Yeah, so it's like, look, here's the deal: Batman caught the Joker and threw him in Blackgate Prison, and in theory, the Joker's serving a billion-year life sentence. You know, and
well, that was one of the jokes in Suicide Squad, where Jai Courtney's character would, at the end, she's like, okay, you all get 10 years off your sentence. He's like, I got 3 life sentences. That's nothing.
Yeah, right.
Can I have a beer?
Yeah, right. And so, like, that's the type of deal where it's like, these people are in prison for the rest of their lives. And it's like, look, here's the deal. If you complete this mission, you get out. I'll let you out. But, you know,
maybe.
Right, maybe. I mean, Amanda Viola Waller
Davis was a colossal bitch in this movie.
Yeah, Amanda Waller is a terrible person. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's the deal with the devil, right? Because I don't know what I'm necessarily getting into, because I can't trust this woman. But yeah, I'm either in prison till I die, or I can do this. And because I have a set of skills, you know, maybe I can get out of this.
The the whole Running Man neck blowy up thing that was only used once in the movie. I like that. I wish they'd done that a bit more.
Yeah.
And they killed that guy right away. I'm guessing he's not an important character. I don't know who he was.
Not at all. Slipknot.
Okay, fine.
Slipknot. Yeah, I just remember, because it felt very forced.
He looked like the Indian in Con Air.
Yeah, he did look like, I was like, okay, Chief.
All I kept thinking of. Dave Chappelle lighting him on fire. Con Air is in the archives, folks. ThatMovieShow.net.
Oh, God, I love Con Air.
All right, let's get into the movie a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we just did Snatch last week, or this earlier this week, and we talked a lot about their opening where they did the character credits and how cool it was and how the stylized it was. This one was like, they did the same thing. It's just, it was as if a kid on an acid trip did it.
Yeah, this movie, the theme of this movie is very much like cool 14-year-old boy, you know, like...
I will say the best thing about this movie is the soundtrack.
Yes. Because
like, every 10 seconds, I'm like, this song as well? Like, how much was the fucking soundtrack budget? The movie was $175. I know at least $25 million went to Will Smith. The soundtrack must have been $100 million.
Had to have.
Had like Queen. I think they might have had Zeppelin in there. I mean, those are not cheap fucking songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then they also had a bunch of like popular songs at the time, like 21 Pilots. Had that Heathen song, and I think it was might have been made for this, but you know, that was a huge hit at the time, and so it's just like holy moly. But I do like what this, you know, her idea is that like Superman died, so Amanda Waller is basically just being like, look, I'm gonna assemble this weird Black Ops task force,
right?
And so like, cool, and it's just like cool.
Neat.
So then, kind of fun, we get to see how everybody's captured, you know, so like for the most part, there's the two scenes with Batman, because Harley Quinn gets chased down with the Joker by Batman,
right?
And then she gets arrested, and then Deadshot, same deal. He basically like, you know, Batman's over there and is just like, hey, man, I got to arrest you, but like, I'm be cool, like, because your daughter's...
His daughter kind of made him give up, basically.
See, the fun part is and this will be the last like comic book tangent I'll go on.
Although it was a Batman scene in an alley, so almost your favorite scene ever.
Almost my favorite scene. So Marvel's gonna do this because they have their own version of the Suicide Squad called the Thunderbolts.
Go on.
And it's basically going to be way cooler.
Oh, wait a minute. I think I just watched a video where that was referenced. Is it going to be like it's going to be in one of the Disney Plus shows, I think.
Yes.
Falcon Winter Soldier.
Yeah, so General Thunderbolt Ross is the guy in the Marvel Cinematic Universe that like did the Superhero Registration Act.
Right, right.
So he basically plays the role of Amanda Waller, where he's just like, I'm going to take these bad guys and I'm going to do weird stuff and like nobody's going to stop me. And so
that's the difference between what I'm finding, at least in the movies, of Marvel versus DC is... Marvel is killing all their bad guys at the end of every movie.
Yeah.
DC is throwing them in insane asylums and prisons. So it's like, how the fuck is that going to work? He's got Zemo.
He's got Baron Zemo, and that's about it.
That's it? Like, I don't know. That's it.
That's it. That's
everyone else is dead.
Literally everybody's dead.
I mean, we do have time travel, so there's that.
Yeah, branching storylines. It's going to get messy. It's going to get real weird. But... Yeah, so I'm really excited for that because, yeah, I want to see Venom eat somebody. Like,
I mean, I would just love to see Venom in the MCU.
Yes, but that's, you know.
Not holding my breath, but.
The problem with this movie is that they try to make Deadshot too likable and nice. Like, everybody in this movie, like.
Because he's Will Smith, man.
Right. Everybody in this movie, they're all supposed to be bad people that did bad things.
Right.
And. At no point, like, the whole thing is them being like, I'm just misunderstood, or, you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, well, this is garbage.
The way they played it out was, it's understandable, yes, these are the villains, but they came across, especially in this movie, and I think it was like they probably felt they had to do it because in this movie, technically, they're the good guys. So they were more like the anti-hero types where it's like, they're the cool bad guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, for wrestling fans, they were the NWO.
Yeah.
They were the cool bad guys.
I get it. It's just like none of these people, like,
it's like they couldn't like have a movie full of everyone's a piece of shit.
Yeah. I just nobody was. And it was frustrating.
Well, Amanda Waller was.
Yeah, and
she's a piece of shit.
Yeah, she is. But yeah, so then we're introduced to Rick Flag.
Fucking names.
I know, because he's just Colonel Rick
Flag. We go from Bullet Tooth Tony to Rick Flag.
Yeah.
Come on.
The actor that plays Rick Flagg, he's in a Netflix show that I absolutely love.
Okay.
Called Altered Carbon. It's very interesting. I highly recommend it. Go check it out. That's all I'll say. So basically, Amanda Waller, such a piece of shit, basically sets him up with this this woman that's just infected by some sort of weird, like, Mayan curse, where she's, like, now a witch.
This, to me, okay, and what you mean by set up, meaning they were dating.
They were dating.
I don't know how many people have seen Bad Boys for Life, but he was fucking a witch.
Yeah,
he didn't know it. But yeah, this part of it, and I'm a big fan of the movie, this was very much like Tales from the Crypt Demon Night.
Yeah, it was.
Where it's like, we're just going to transfer this soul from people to people. Haven't you seen movies? It just works that way.
Yeah,
but she's controlling it. She's the puppet master back here.
Yeah.
I didn't really get it, but I yada yada'd over it and just moved on.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely yada yada'd. And we just like, cause the whole thing was, is that, you know, her heart, Amanda Waller has this, heart of the Enchantress.
Yep.
And so she like under the cover of night, the Enchantress like goes and like steals another idol that has her brother in it.
Okay, so I'm sorry. It's more like Tales from the Crypt, Bordello of Blood than Demon Knight. But you know what? They both kind of lead into each other.
They do. They definitely do. And sometimes it's a double feature if you're watching them on Sci-Fi.
Always. Always a double feature for me.
Yeah. And so
that's actually okay. So Demon Knight is actually the reason I went 9.5 times to Pulp Fiction. I went to see Demon Knight in the theater and then saw the back half of Pulp Fiction afterwards.
That's pretty fun.
There you go. Fun fact. Moving on.
That is a fun fact. And so basically, she takes this idol and then takes off, and Amanda Waller just murders her heart.
Throw me the idol. Throw me the whip.
Yeah, right. That was basically what happened. And so she goes to, you know, because she's going to eradicate all of human race. So she's decided that she's going to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
You know? And
it was definitely the south side.
Yeah, definitely. And so she like resurrects her brother, and she's like, brother, I need you to like share your heart with me so that I can like live. And he's like, okay, anything again, for you.
Didn't get any of this stuff. I mean, I was watching the extended cuts. There was more of that shit in there. And I'm like, I don't get it.
And it's then
like they're just kind of breathing into the other person. And they overtook some, I don't know, it was a security guard or something that the brothers took the body of.
Yeah.
It's like, but then they turn into giant beast monsters, and it's like, why'd you need the body if you're just gonna?
Did you just need a starter kit? What happened? I don't know. But the worst part is that she then does the worst acting in this entire movie. The Enchantress.
Okay.
Where she's just shimmying for the rest of the movie, and it's poor CGI.
It makes the women here in Cleveland puke.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody that retroactively watched it after seeing Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Major
League 2 reference.
I know. But everybody that watched the Jennifer Lopez, Shakira Super Bowl special lost their goddamn mind.
Loved it.
Because they've never seen women dance before or know anything about Shakira and Jennifer Lopez. Same deal, except this one was bad.
Yeah, how did people not know that was going to be an ass-shaking fucking competition between the two of them? Like, that's what they do. Has anybody else seen Hustlers? I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew going into it without doing any Googling, without even a hint of a tease of nothing. I'm like, well, J-Lo's going to have a stripper pole. I mean, that's kind of her thing right now. She spent months learning how to do all that shit. All of a sudden, the stripper pole comes up, and I'm like, told you.
Yeah, well,
told you.
Yeah, 100%. It's just like, everybody's touting it as her highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah,
of course. I've talked about Jennifer Lopez. I think she's a fraud, but that was such a great show.
I agree as your fraud comment, but yeah, I mean, she's a hell of a performer.
Yes. But yeah, so basically
my bones creak and I'm 40. She's 10 years older than me and doing that shit.
Oh yeah, she's
Shakira's 3 years older than me and doing that shit. I'm sitting like, oh my god, I'm that terrible.
Looks
like
it hurts.
I gotta get out to the gym. I can't even sit on a couch comfortably.
I know, huh?
I'm in pain watching them do that.
I'm transferred the pain. And so yeah, Amanda Waller's like, oh, we have to stop Armageddon from happening, so I'm gonna send these assholes.
Another Ben Affleck movie.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm gonna send these assholes.
And
I did
so,
like the roundup scene a little bit better than I liked them. The showing the flashback scenes, I thought it was a little bit more fun. Especially the Deadshot one, where they were like they handed him a gun, and immediately he just pointed at Ike Barinholtz, and he's like, "Yeah, come on, they're not gonna give me a gun." He fires in the air, and the look on Will Smith's face, I'm like, "That's awesome," because he's like, "You fucking idiots." And then just starts popping off all these fuck. I'm like, ah, yeah, okay. I like that scene.
Yeah, he also is horny for gunfire.
Oh, yeah, he smelled the shit out of that gun.
Yeah, we found out in that scene. Ooh, yikes.
He liked it.
Yeah, and then so basically they all get suited up, and we get the introduction of Captain Boomerang, which is fantastic. Right. He's just in a sack. He's in a sack, and he just gets dumped off. It's great.
And immediately jumps up and like punches a woman in the mouth or something.
Yeah, he just punches somebody.
And someone gives him a look. He's like, she had a mouth. Why?
Yeah, look, here's the thing, man.
Or maybe that was the Indian. I don't know. One of them punched a female guard in the mouth and walks over and goes, she had a mouth.
Yeah.
What?
Definitely wasn't Slipknot, because that man didn't say one thing before his head blew off.
Oh, yeah, maybe not him. And then, yeah, so we got Jay Hernandez's El Diablo, which...
Yes.
Again, I'm sure if you're a comic book fan, you were all in on this character, but for me, he just seemed like a pain in the ass. It's like, well, dude, light some shit on fire. Like, I was on board with everyone else in his crew being like, do something.
Yeah. Well, do something. And this goes back to the idea of like, these are supposed to be the bad guys. Yes. And you're painting this person as like, I did something by accident.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't supposed to, like, he I should
his family here. Is what we establish, right?
Well, we find that out later.
At the bar, that, right?
At the bar.
We find that out, yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like he's still painted as like this tragic figure. So it's like, so we can get away with him, you know, pussying out in the rest of the movie.
And being a hero at the end when he sacrifices.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things. And again, it goes back to the DC Extended Universe trying to play catch up with Marvel instead of just doing their own thing at their own pace.
Oh, this is the Guardians movie.
I was going to say, I think these guys needed to be in different solo movies. I don't know where all these characters fall in the, like, if they're Batman villains or if they're Superman villains, and I don't really give a shit, but they needed to be established earlier than just here are these people. Because at least the Guardians were good guys and they were fun. It's very easy to do a good guy movie because they're a team. But these are people that you want their backstory. You want to know why they're captured. You want to know why Jay Hernandez is having conflict with setting things on fire, even though that's his superpower. You want to know how the crocodile turned into a crocodile, if he turned into a crocodile. I don't know all the fucking details. And I know they kind of tried to do it in those character credits in the beginning, but that was so fucking fast and so much fucking neon.
Well, so much exposition.
I'm sorry, my 40-year-old ass couldn't pay attention to that shit.
Yeah, it was too much exposition, and that's the problem.
And I'm trying to read and watch, and there's like a neon face superimposed. It's like, just, I don't know. Give me something.
Well, it's like everybody has had, like, the people that get introduced in movies, like the couple of other movies that they didn't have their solo ones yet, were Black Widow and Hawkeye,
right?
And Hawkeye is introduced in Thor, and he's in it for a few minutes, and you kind of get a little bit of a feel for him, so that when he shows up in Avengers, you're not foreign to who this person is.
You've seen him. But also the way they used him throughout the MCU, a full movie on him wasn't required.
Oh, yeah,
And very much the same way with Black Widow. We're going to get one this year. But, like, the way she had been used through the MCU, the way she was established in Iron Man 2, and then into Captain America 2, and, you know, the way she was peppered in.
Right.
And when she was in those movies, she was, like, a number two character in it. It wasn't like she was, like, you know, in the background somewhere for a scene or two. She was the number two in the movie. So it's, like, that worked. But even that, it's, like, we didn't get that for any of these people.
No.
Like, we all know who the fucking Joker is because, as we've established, there's been a billion of them.
Yeah.
And I knew of Harley Quinn only because it's like that was, out of the rest of them, the most popular character.
Right.
You know, and mostly just visually. It's like, okay, the pigtails and the clown suit and the hammer, all that shit. I get it. Okay, fine. I've seen Joker's girlfriend. Kevin Smith on Instagram. I've seen Harley Quinn before.
Not his
daughter, the actual character. But the rest of them, it's just like I said, I'd love to see Captain Boomerang in a fucking, I don't know, who's
Flash.
Flash. Okay, so give me a Flash movie, because that was the other problem with Justice League,
is
we build all these people up, and then it's like, oh, and then we'll get to their solo movies. We'll tell you who they are later. Yeah,
we'll get there later.
It's like, no, I want to know who this fucking guy is, not just through a quick flashback or a Ben Affleck dream sequence. It's like, I want to know who the fuck this guy is, even at the very least. Now, Justice League hadn't happened yet. I was going to say, put Captain Boomerang in that scene or something. Wasn't he in the...
Captain Boomerang?
Yeah, was he in the Justice League flashback when they introduced the Flash?
Yeah, well, he, because the Flash arrested him, and I can't remember if it's this movie or Justice League.
It definitely wasn't this movie.
Yeah, so the Flash arrests Captain Boomerang.
Yeah,
because I remember that scene specifically.
Yeah, but again, it was done through either Ben Affleck dreaming, or it was through like a security camera thing. So it was like, okay, I'm trying to figure. And again, you're trying to keep up with a lot of characters in a short amount of time.
Right, because there's so much exposition, and we're just trying to power through this, and it doesn't feel like anything... Nothing.
The DC Extended Universe, we're just trying to power through it.
Yeah, well, it's like, we have to catch up, because at this point, it's like, we have to catch up with 15 movies.
Nobody's asking for you to catch up.
Well, it's funny, because the fan base is asking you to do quite the opposite. Right. Slow the fuck down.
Slow down, tell us some stories. There's not a fucking race here.
Yeah. If anything, you should start your reboot now.
Right.
While Marvel's on a sleepy hiatus.
And I mean, I think that's kind of what they're trying to do. They got, you know, the problem is, it's like, now with the reboot, it's like they're trying to hang on to the good things. You know, like they got Wonder Woman and they got Aquaman, which kind of work. And then it's like, all right, we're going to take parts of this Suicide Squad and put them into the next Suicide Squad, but we're going to recast some other Suicide Squads, and then we're going to give it to James Gunn. He's going to fuck everything up. And I mean, in a good way. And then we're recasting.
And now Batman is now a vampire.
Robert Pattinson, yep.
Yes.
I don't know if
Henry Cavill's coming back.
Right.
We haven't decided whether we want that or not.
Cyborg, I could give a fuck about, because he's the least established character. Even though it's like, I'd like to see his story.
Yeah. Oh, God. He's a Teen Titan, and that drove me nuts. Where it's like, of all of the original...
I mean, I know what that is, but I don't know what that means.
If there's the Justice League, and it's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and all the A-heroes...
Yeah.
The Teen Titans are all of their sidekicks. Like, that's literally what it is. It's like, it's headed up by Robin. Like, he's the head of the Teen Titans, you know? And so it's like, man, we couldn't do Michael Jai White as James Stewart, the Green Lantern, because you didn't want to do
that means.
So there's a white Green Lantern and a black Green Lantern.
All right. Wasn't Seth Rogen the white Green Lantern?
No, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
He was Green Hornet. Sorry.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a black one, and having Michael Jai White be the black Green Lantern would have been awesome.
That'd be great, because we have his phone number.
That would have been great. You know, but like, that's the type of thing where it's just like, there are so many characters that should have been in that spot, as opposed to
the robot guy. What the fuck's his name?
Cyborg.
Yeah, him.
You know, and it's just like, and it bleeds over. It bleeds over into this movie, where it's just like, yeah, you're telling me that Rick Flag and the Enchantress are like in love, but at no point do I feel that. Like,
well, again, it's way too rushed, because they're trying to get to the Suicide Squad.
Right.
So it's like they have like a scene, and if you're not really paying attention, it's like, so is this like a professional meeting, or are they living together? What's happening here? And then she just starts going all goofy, and it's like, I don't know if it's either. Is he arresting her? Why is he in the apartment? Is it his apartment?
Yeah, what's happening? But
what's happening?
So they finally get to Chicago.
Yeah, let's get to the fucking.
Yeah, so they finally get to Chicago, and Slipknot tries to take off, and his head blows off, proving that the like head blowy uppy chips that they had are real.
look, they did it at the opening of Running Man. They got to prove these fuckers work.
Yeah, right. So, you know.
One guy gets blown up.
Yeah. So he gets blown up. Boom. There it is. We're done. And then, again, there's no stakes in this movie because they're attacked by, like, monsters. And they just start shooting and killing the monsters. And they're just like, oh, they used to be people.
Oh, I missed that whole part. I was just going to say they're kind of like the boars in World of Warcraft. It's like one hit, they're dead.
Yeah, that was it, man. And it's just like, oh, this is stupid. It was
the easiest threat to foil. But okay, yeah. So they were people? How's that work?
They were people at one point. And again, it's how do we put it, how do we make this movie accessible to children so that like they can go and see this? Because we're pushing so much merch. So we need to have the kids be able to see this. Because
there's a reason that a movie like this with the amount of violence like this was rated PG-13.
Right.
Especially in DC where they don't give a fuck about ratings things are.
Yeah, right. Well, and yes. Ugh. But you look at the next part, you know, that happens and then they just kind of like wander off. Right. And they're like, oh, like we got to find the package, which turns out to be Amanda Waller. And, yep. it's just like, you're terrible, lady. Like, you're the worst person in the world.
Yep, pretty much.
You put this team together to basically come and find you. All the while, again, Joker is, like, kidnapping people, laying in rooms, just knives everywhere. Mm-hmm. He's basically, like I said, he rolled up to some sort of medical facility.
Yeah.
He rolled up to some sort of medical facility to... like find where Harley Quinn was or like figure out how to like defuse the bomb in her neck.
That's what it was.
And so again, they didn't need to, but I want to know why they showed up in panda costumes.
They were coming from the Overlook Hotel's orgy.
Yeah. It's like, God damn, man. Look, I didn't care at all about anything that Rick Flagg was doing. I want to know everything that the Joker was doing.
Right.
You know, because even at the end of the movie, when he shows up and he's got like his own custom made like police uniform. And it's just like, look, did you need to take the time to do that? No. But do I appreciate that you did? 100%. You have the type of flair for dramatic that I just wanted to follow you this entire time. Because again, I don't give a fuck about Rick Flagg.
Nobody does. That's why his name is Rick Flagg.
Oh God, can't like look.
We gotta name this guy. I don't know, Rick. And they look up at the wall. All right, Flagg. Cool. Yeah.
Like, look. Here's the thing. We can't be Steve Rogers.
I don't know. He's kind of want a cup.
Yes, Rick Flagg. The only interesting person is Katana, who's that Japanese chick that's like, my sword, that whenever I murder somebody with my sword, their soul gets trapped in the blade.
Including her husband?
And my husband was murdered by this, so he's trapped in here. Now I just go and seek vengeance. And it's just like...
she talks to the sword for like 10 minutes in the movie?
Yeah, and it's
what's
just
happening?
Like... it's like, you're interesting, and again, deserve your own movie that we're never going to get because DC can't get their shit together.
That is probably the second main bullet point. First one, great soundtrack. Second, all these people need to be fleshed out more. I need to know their stories so I can watch this movie effectively. I think I would have liked the movie more had I known who these people were and why they were bad guys.
Right. Because
it's like I said, outside of Joker and Harley Quinn, it's like, all right, so Deadshot's an assassin, okay. But the rest of it's like... he's a crocodile, and I don't even know what Captain Boomerang. What is he? Like, does he have a superpower?
He's just really good with boomerangs.
That's it.
That's it.
That's fucking it.
Yeah, that's it.
That is a dog shit superpower.
Yeah, yes.
The other one's a ninja who talks to her sword. It's like, all right, that's and interesting.
And then there's Colonel Rick Flagg.
Yeah. Oh, he's fucking wonderful.
Yeah.
And could have traded him and had more Ike Barinholtz. I love that guy, but his name stinks too.
Yeah.
Ike Barinholtz, it's the worst name if you've never heard it said out loud before.
Right.
That's one of those Mahershala Ali names where it's like, if you're reading it, don't read it because you will fuck it all up.
Yes. And so, again, there's no stakes in this movie because once they get Amanda Waller, the Joker shows up in a gunship and just rescues Harley Quinn, but then gets his helicopter shot down. And everybody's just like, oh my God, it is exactly like Chewbacca in Rise of Skywalker.
Right.
It's exactly like that, where it's just like, oh my God, they killed Harley Quinn.
Well, I don't know. Well, okay, again, I'm not sure which, because the one I watched, you clearly saw her get off that helicopter.
Oh, so in the theatrical version, they try to bait and switch you.
Oh, no. So you clearly, like, it got shot, and she was still hanging on the rope, and she just swung and landed on a rooftop.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It was way clear. Like, Joker could have been dead.
Once, yeah.
But she was very clear that she was, you know. Now, to the other people, to all the people, to Will Smith and the crew, they all thought she was dead. But we, the audience, saw her
tuck and roll maybe on the roof. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it wasn't we saw her die. But it was like, at least they, like, the rest of the team saw her die.
Right.
And they're either, like, super pissed about it that she, like, went away when, like, she comes back. Like, when, like, she shows back up.
It's like, because they thought, at least Will Smith, because, you know, him and Margot Robbie are really the only stars in this movie. So we're going to spend the most time focusing on these two and their relationship, because that's the thing. But all the while, it's implied that he thinks that the Joker is going to set them all free.
Right.
Like, he's going to turn the neck things off of all of them. And Joker just turns it off her.
Right.
So when she gets the text message saying time to go, and she gets up, he's like, what the fuck are you doing? My shit's still on. And she just fucks off. And then Viola Davis makes a deal with Will Smith that he makes like four times in this movie. It's like, I'll let you see your daughter. It's like, well, he said that too, just to do this fucking mission. Now I'm going to get to see my daughter because you want me to shoot her. He made that same deal. Freedom and daughter. Four times in this movie. It's like, at what point do you say, all right, I've done it enough?
Yeah, right.
I'm convinced you're not going to let me see my daughter.
Yeah, I've done the deal.
And then he didn't shoot her. He misses.
Right. Yeah. And he was like, I tried. Oh, no.
And she's just like, okay, cool. Drone strike.
Yeah. Drone strike. I'm going to, time to just roast you.
Yeah. So she blows her up, and then Harley Quinn shows back up. She thinks Joker's dead.
Right. She thinks Joker's dead, which is sad. Joker's dead. They end up going to the bar scene. Because they end up finding the, like, all the, you know, Amanda Waller files.
Right.
They find that, and they're like, oh man, like, we were never supposed to live. And it's just like, yeah, right. what the fuck did you think?
I mean, they definitely established the name Suicide Squad earlier in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know who said it, but somebody
Will did. Smith.
Roll credits. Yeah.
Yeah. Will Smith gets the roll credit moment. And good. So. Yeah, they all end up going in because they were like, oh, what are we going to do? Like, are we going to let the world die? And it's just like, no, let's go stop it ourselves.
Yeah, but not all of them. At least I think Harley Quinn and maybe one other was like, fuck the world. What has it ever done for us? Which I'm like, okay, at least they're committing to the bad guy thing.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think Will Smith was kind of the spearhead of, you know, morals. You know, because he wanted to see his daughter. He had, you know,
motives. Well, and motives. So did Rick Flag.
Fuck Rick Flag. Is he? What is he? He's not a bad guy, right?
No, he's basically Amanda Waller's like secondhand guy.
All right, so he was just kind of pissed that she like kept him in the dark, right?
Yeah, because like she like set them up on purpose, and you know, like the whole idea is that like she lied to him. You know, that whole type of deal.
Yeah, fuck her.
Yeah. And so we have the final confrontation. Again, the Enchantress is just shaking it like Gloria Stefan's conga is playing. Nice. Like, that's all she's doing is just shimmying.
Okay.
and like, this fight sequence is bad. Like,
I mean, it's classic DC villain. I mean, it's the same thing with Steppenwolf in Justice League. It's just so CGI up the ass. It's like you can barely keep track of who's fighting who and what's happening. And it's this all-powerful being. How do you kill it? And it's like, oh, well, like, really? Like, it just...
Well, and then the worst part, too, is that...
The way it happens is so stupid.
Well, yes. But the other part is she's like, I have to build the machine. And it's like, what does your machine do?
What's your motives here?
What does your machine do?
What are you trying to accomplish? Because you've possessed a human race.
Yeah.
What do you need a machine for?
Yeah, what are you doing? Like, why are you? And again, this is like, this is a DC issue that I have more so, because like Marvel ends up like not, like Marvel kind of scales it down a little bit, so it's a little bit more believable. Mm-hmm. But it's like, if there was all like, oh, excuse me.
Nice.
That was not at all.
Mike even picked that up.
Yeah. So in like, in this world, the Justice League has already happened, or Justice League hasn't happened, but Batman v Superman has.
Right.
Right. And so if all of a sudden there's a doomsday light happening in Chicago, right, I'm pretty sure the Flash would show up. You know what I mean? Like somebody would show up. Because at least in the Marvel movies, when that sort of nonsense happens, like Spider-Man is destroying a boat on like in the New York harbor. Right. And then Iron Man shows up and is like, hey, Knucklehead, what are you doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so like it's a little bit more believable that these characters all live in the same world.
Or at the very least, somebody references it like in Ant-Man. Why don't we call the Avengers? They are busy.
Yeah, right. Right. Why don't we call the Avengers? They're busy. And it's like, okay, look, at least you're acknowledging
it. Fair enough.
Because it's like, yeah, I don't, again, I have no idea where exactly Gotham is in relation to Metropolis because it's across the bay, but I'm pretty sure Metropolis is supposed to be in Kansas. I don't, who knows? But the point is that it's just like, if Batman all of a sudden.
I think they're like, right, according to the Batman v Superman, and then
they're across the harbor.
I was gonna say like neighbors.
Yeah,
it's like Gotham's like the inner city of Metropolis. It's like, yeah. I don't know all my geography, but it was you know what I mean. It's like for Boston people, Gotham is like Dorchester.
Yeah, right.
And Metropolis is Boston. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how it feels anyway.
That is how it feels. But and so it's like, I don't know where in relation to Chicago these places are supposed to be, but it's like, I'm pretty sure that if there was a doomsday light happening, I'm pretty sure Batman would have been like, well, I guess I gotta do something.
I mean, oh yeah, Superman's dead. I was gonna say, at what point does someone just be like, hey, this witch woman is like really kicking our ass. This seems like a Superman problem to me.
Yeah. Where's Wonder Woman?
Seriously.
Where's Wonder Woman? She is basically Superman.
Where's Cyborg? Oh shit! Yeah,
he's just like a normal. He's just his own character for Teen Titans. But like,
so he's nobody's sidekick. But he's not even the leader of the sidekick crew.
Yes, correct.
Wow, Bush League.
Yeah, Bush League. And I don't. We get a cool Robin was murdered thing, and we never get to see that.
Oh,
I want to see Jared Leto.
We don't have a lot of shit paid off, all because they wouldn't let Ben Affleck make his movie.
Yeah.
That's basically what he wanted to write and direct this upcoming Batman movie, The Batman.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, fuck you. We want to do this other thing. And he's like, no, let me do it. I'm sorry. Are you an Academy Award winning person? Cause I'm Ben fucking Affleck.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Argo.
Well, yeah. I knew he won for Argo, but fucking Town was brilliant.
Yes. Yes, it was. But that's the thing. It's just like, yeah, what are you? You're seriously going to die on this hill, DC? We're going to give it to Robert Pattinson instead of give it to Ben Batfleck?
Seriously.
Academy Award winning Ben Batfleck?
Like, he wanted to help.
Yeah. He was all in, and you spit in his face. You're stupid.
Seriously. Just like this movie. Yeah. Oh, fuck this movie.
Yeah, so they kill the Enchantress.
Yeah, what? The fire guy holds one guy down, he holds her brother down.
Yeah.
And then like they light off a bomb below him.
Yeah, basically.
I didn't get Croc, that shit either.
Croc, Killer Croc like swims underneath and like basically somehow like throws the bombs into the machine or something stupid like that.
I didn't get it. And then Harley Quinn grabs the ninja's katana and slashes the witch in the chest and then rips her heart out like Molaram and fucking Temple of Doom.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now you have to like put it in a box or something. This is where it got very Bordello of Blood. And
yeah, it was weird.
Have this weird box that cuts it into fours, and I don't know. Did they eat it? I don't fucking know.
It felt like they ate it, but they didn't. It's
dumb. And then, okay, so all's right with the world. Merry Christmas, everybody.
And they all get 10 years off their sentences.
Right. So Will Smith gets to see his daughter for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, everybody kind of gets something.
Harley Quinn gets her espresso machine.
Yep.
Boomerang gets nothing. He looks real pissed at the end.
Yeah, he just
like he's in a cell screaming at the fucking security cameras. Yeah. Again, Crocodile seems like he's back. Oh, he got BET. That's right. That was
yeah,
his
he name. Got BET.
You know, because he wasn't a developed character.
Yeah.
Fire guy's dead, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
All right. Despite the fact he's made of fire, he can be exploded and not like he's not Deadpool. He doesn't come back to whatever.
Yeah.
So did the ninja get her souls released or some shit? Or
no, she's just a ninja. All right,
cool. All right, so that sucks.
Yeah, but the big thing is that the Joker.
Am I missing anyone?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Basically, the Joker.
What did Rock Flag get?
Rock Flag, didn't he get his girlfriend back?
Rock Flag and Eagle. Yeah, probably, maybe. Because, she was the witch, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was the witch.
And then she, like, came back to being normal. I don't know.
Yeah, Sole Moonfry or whatever the hell her name was.
Cara Delevingne. I don't know.
The character's name was, like...
Oh, Dr. June Moon.
June Moon.
I just read that, and I'm not even joking. June they gave Moon. Zero fucks on these names. What's her name? June. What's her last name? Moon?
Moon.
You stink, DC writers. So they definitely set up the sequel because Joker breaks into the prison, frees Harley Quinn, and off we go. And then the end credit scene is Viola Davis and Ben Affleck sitting in office basically setting up Justice League.
Yeah, because basically he's just like, hey, I know what you did, so stop it. And she's like, I know you're Batman.
And he's like, I'm going to go assemble some friends and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, you look like shit. You're tired. Stop doing all this. He's like, don't worry. I have friends and we're going to go get friends. And he's got files. Again, all of the characters in this fucking extended universe are introduced through files.
Yeah. Yeah.
He opens up a fucking folder and it's Aquaman. Wonder. Yes, exactly what you're holding. Manila folders. Aquaman. Wonder
the most
Woman.
Exciting of folders.
And it's like... Come on. This is why you need solo movies to build to the big team up.
Yeah, right.
Marvel gave you the blueprints, assholes.
Yeah.
Follow it. Copy it. There's no shame in copying the blueprint.
It doesn't matter how you get there. Having everybody tell you that you're copying Marvel's blueprint at this point is way better than everybody making fun of you because we all know you should and you're not.
They suck.
Yeah. This movie was garbage, and I'm gonna go see Birds of Prey anyway, which is so annoying because
it was supposed to be something else, right? It was supposed to be the Gotham Girls or Gotham
Birds of Prey
Nights or Baywatch Pacific Nights or something. I don't know what it was.
So the Birds of Prey are their own thing, and it's Batgirl, Poison Ivy, and like Batwoman. There's a revolving team. Let me see. But it's all Batman. It's Batman inspired. And so there was a TV show about it. It was fun. But the Birds of Prey, they're a female superhero group, and Harley Quinn is not necessarily the leader of it. you know what I mean? And so it's like, oh man, this is kind of annoying that the cool characters you're not going to give any traction to. You're just going to stick Harley Quinn in the front and hope that we don't care. Cause it's like Batgirl, Black Canary, Huntress are a bunch of them. And there's a bunch of like people, but
Gotham City Sirens. That's what I was thinking.
Gotham City Sirens.
Cause that was the announced one that she was originally going to do when this movie first came out. And then they moved on to Bird of Prey.
And so, Gotham City Sirens is Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy.
Okay.
And it's just like, oh, but we're not going to do that.
Least not yet.
Yeah. And so
we're going to pump the brakes and see if this one makes money.
Yeah. I just don't like it.
Hopefully they start moving in the right. I mean, this is at the very least a solo-ish movie. I don't know.
Catwoman's the third one.
Okay, so it's like, so are they good guys? Are they bad guys? Who are they?
It's a more enjoyable sort of Suicide Squad because all three of those characters are far more morally ambiguous at times.
But you said Batgirl was in it?
So Gotham City Sirens.
Oh, okay.
Is more of like, it's Harley Quinn, Poison Ivy, and Catwoman.
Okay.
And so, like, they're morally gray more so than the Birds of Prey, which are all female superheroes.
So they're good guys in this movie.
Yeah, they're going to be good. Birds of Prey. Because, like, Black Canary's in this, and I love Black Canary. Like, I'm a big fan of that character, and it's really annoying that she's just kind of second fiddle to Harley Quinn for some reason.
I don't know enough about her. And the way it could sound is that Harley Quinn is assembling a team of good guys.
Yeah,
that doesn't compute.
Yeah, so she's got, from what I've gathered from the trailer, is that the Batman villain Black Mask is basically going to murder Harley Quinn, and
Black Mask is Ewan McGregor, right?
Yes. And so in order for him to not do that, she agrees to, like, get this diamond back for him. And so she's got to assemble a team to get this diamond back for him.
Okay. And this team is a team of good guys.
Yes. Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see how the personification works, but I'm going to see it.
I'm going to have to fire up the old Showcase Subscribe and go check it out.
Yeah, that's why we have Showcase Subscribe.
Why we have this. All right. Coming up next week on the show, that's Suicide Squad, right?
Yeah, that's Suicide Squad. We were done with Suicide Squad 25 minutes ago.
We're done after we said good soundtrack.
Yeah, good soundtrack. Get out of here.
Coming up next week, it's the Oscar season, so you're going to get a special Oscars episode. We're going to be doing part of it on the radio, and then for the back half of the show, we're going to take a look back at the last 10 years of Best Picture nominees, and Eddie and myself are going to figure out which ones we feel are the most rewatchable. They don't have to be winners, just which ones we feel, much like you said, Get Out when we talked about.
Yeah, because, like, The Pianist, I don't know if this qualifies because I can't remember when this was out, but, like, The Pianist won, and it's awful, and I don't want to see it again.
Right. Exactly. And Get Out, I think, was the fish movie year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck that. Fuck that one. So thank you for joining us on That Movie Show. Please head over to thatmovieshow.net. Subscribe on any and all podcast apps. We are there. Just type in That Movie Show. Hit subscribe. Oh. Easy peasy. Thatmovieshow.net has the archives. You can follow us on social media at Mike Wendt, at the Eddie McCabe. Hashtag That Movie Show, and go to the Facebook, facebook.com/thatmovieshowtv, where you have videos and news and you can interact with us and blah, 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 blah. And any final thoughts on Suicide Squad?
No, that's it. This movie is disappointing and makes me sad.
This movie is a movie. Thank you.
It's a movie. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Does anybody want breakfast? Guys? Let's go! I'm leaving for McDonald's in 5 seconds!
Why didn't you start with that?
The Breakfast Stampede Meal. It's only at McDonald's, where there's a meal for every morning.
And nothing says morning like a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get this all-time favorite for just $2 on the $1-$3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online so any small business can drive change or build an empire. Because old ideas aren't cutting it anymore. This new year, we need a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's still ours to win. Start different at GoDaddy.com.